students. Who doesn't love weekends? Full of selfies, snaps, chats, and whatever else you get up to. So fuel your passion for the weekend with a little help from Vodafone X. Switch today and get unlimited weekends and 20 gigs of 4G data for just €20 top-up. Plus 100 minutes of calls and unlimited texts. Now that's more fuel for more fun. Search Vodafone X now. For full terms, conditions and limitations, including our fair usage policy, see Vodafone.ie.
It's Morphin Time on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Aisha, you are the bear. Fierce and unstoppable. Rocky, powerful, smart. You are the mighty ape. Billy, you are the wolf. Cunning and swift. Agile, Kimberly. Light as a feather. You are the crane. Adam? Adam, what's wrong?
I'm a frog.
Yes, a frog. Like the one you kiss. To get a handsome prince. And you, Tommy, are the falcon. Winged lord of the skies. To be in harmony with his sacred animal spirit is to have the force of the Ninjetti. To those who are Ninjetti, anything is possible.
Hello, everyone. This is Jason David Frank, and you are listening from the Command Center, Geekcast Radio Network.
Yep, I see it all. Why, I even once met Lord Zedd and Rita.
Yeah? So did I.
Bob Myers, Bulk speaking. Just a minute.
You really think we ought to bug him?
It sounds important. Excuse me, sir. You have a phone call.
Hello?
Welcome to a collaboration between the Pop Culture Network and the Geekcast Radio Network. This is From the Command Center, the podcast. This is episode 28. I am one of your hosts, Steve Joe and Mike. Joining me from Pop Culture Network is Scotty Cash. Hello.
What's up, bud?
Not much. Just seeing all this green and white Ranger stuff for San Diego, and it's like,
Yep, makes me want to cuss. It wouldn't be so bad if they're going to release it at Toys R Us and maybe it not be 24 karat gold or whatever, but or plated or whatever it is, but they probably won't. It's probably like a one and done deal.
Yeah, it's a one and done deal pretty much. And also joining us is the Super Sentai guy, Spirit of All Matrix. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Pretty good. And we are recording this the Saturday that BotCon is going on for those people that know what Transformers is.
That was a little extreme. Everyone knows what it is. They might not like it like you guys do, though.
No,
if you don't know what Transformers is, you literally like legit.
There are some people.
I think he was talking about BotCon, which is the Transformers convention.
Yeah.
Not Transformers themselves.
Not the actual brand. But there are people out there like TFG1 Dan, who only likes GoBots, and ugh, GoBots.
Hey.
Knockoffs.
GoBots are the shit.
Don't make me hurt you, Blanchard.
Whatever. All right, we're here to count down our top 20 favorite Power Rangers characters, the Rangers themselves. Since episode 26 when I read that feedback, that guy actually tried to message me on Twitter and basically just told me to shut up and take your constructive criticism, and I just blocked him. So yeah, that dude's a douche to me.
Well, you gotta agree though. That's part of doing what you do is you have to take I wouldn't call it.
And I agree. It would be different if he had worded his review a little bit differently and basically didn't say that I read from Wikipedia every single sentence. I'm not reading from Wikipedia right now. I'm giving my own thoughts. And as I said back in episode 26, the only times I've ever read from Wikipedia on this podcast was when, like, say Scotty asked me a question or I was reading the synopsis of whatever season we were reviewing. But anyway, So yeah, we're here to talk about the top 20 Rangers from each of us. And yeah, after that, the show will be going on a little bit of a hiatus.
That's good.
As far as releases, Scotty and I are going to, in July, we're probably after Comic-Con, we're going to fire up the commentaries. And I know there are some people out there who may drop off. I know one person, Patrick McGuire, he has said that he liked listening to the season stuff, but he has no interest in hearing us do commentaries. He's more of a Sentai person, and he has expressed several times in the past that he wanted us to do more Sentai stuff. This is not a Sentai podcast. This is a Power Rangers podcast. This is an American podcast. So if Spada wants to put more Sentai stuff together, that's fine. He's more than welcome to do that. But we are celebrating the 20th anniversary of the U.S.-based Power Rangers this year. So
yeah, it's not like Spada has anything else to do. He's pretty, I mean, all he does is...
I didn't say it like that.
I'm just giving him a hard time.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like, you know, it's not what this podcast was. And as I've said many times before, originally we weren't even going to include any of the Sentai stuff. But, all right, so anything else you guys want to bring up before we get into this?
Sentai will not be denied.
Okay.
Okay, say that in Japanese 5 times fast.
Baka!
All right, we'll get into the countdown after this.
It's too weird.
What do we do now?
Zordon said these power morphers would give us power. Let's do it!
Mastodon!
Triceratops!
Saber-tooth tiger!
Tyrannosaurus!
You obviously don't know who you're dealing with, Mr. Raisinhead.
Really?
Yeah, we're the Power Rangers.
Woo! Where's my autograph book? Ah!
Power Rangers, huh? So, Zordon still using a bunch of kids to do his dirty work. Well, meet my kids!
Moment forth, the world as you know it shall cease to exist.
Welcome to my nightmare.
He's gone.
What are we gonna do?
Looks like there's plenty of room down there. Go, guys.
My nightmare.
Action boy now. Action girl now.
It's a
climb on up a mountain.
Ever play kick the can?
Action boy now. Action girl now. Be prepared to surf across the ocean.
Kiss the makeup.
To feel your pain.
Use, you lose.
Sit down. See ya.
Right behind you, Kimberly.
Let's do it, guys! Right. It's morphin' time! Triceratops! Tyrannosaurus! Mastodon!
So, kicking off the countdowns, first of all, Scotty, how did you go about making your list? I'm sure I know, but just let everybody else know. How did you go about making your list? What was the process? Did you look at, like, what Rangers you liked from each series, or did you just pick out individually who you liked the best?
Actually, you're not going to believe how I did mine. My top five was quite easy. Top five was a no-brainer to me, hands down, the easiest thing that we might have done. I mean, they just fell right into place. It was simple. I mean, but, you know, 6 through 20 was a little extreme because I had more than 15, you know, favorite guys. So what I did was I had about 22. I had 27 altogether, but my top five was simple. So actually I did like a tournament. I literally put their name on a piece of paper, drew it out of a hat, and totally did it NCAA style, and picked who I liked my favorite that way. That way, I was fair to everybody. But I did obviously come up with, you know, my number.
Yeah. What about you, Spada? How did you go about doing yours?
I went mine. Well, mine was a little different. I looked at each series and went, okay, who was the character that I remember the most about? Who are the characters that made the biggest impression on me and that I actually remember, you know, some of their motivations or what their character arcs were? It was, okay, if I can remember the character and their name, that's where I started. Because there are some series or seasons that, I'll be honest, I don't remember what the Yellow Ranger's name was.
Absolutely.
There are a few seasons, specifically Mystic Force, Operation Overdrive, and Jungle Fury. I don't remember what the Red Ranger's name was.
I can't give you that one, but I can totally go. I can totally relate with the other stuff you're saying, except for the word the dude was a robot. What was that? SPD? No, that's not SPD.
You mean the android?
Yeah,
that was Operation Overdrive.
Yeah, I don't know any of their names. I couldn't tell you anything about anything.
What were the ones that actually made an impression on me and actually stuck with me? That's where I started. And then I just started going, okay, I had something like 26. I was like, okay, who do I need to cut? Who actually was an interesting character? Who had good story arcs? You know, I just started doing that and just started cutting from there and kind of going more into, okay, well, who are these characters? Who do I remember? Who has acted well? You know, that sort of thing. And just that's how I came up with my list. And then, honestly, my top five were pretty darn easy to just go bam, bam, and then just bang those out really quickly. And then from there, it was a little bit more difficult, but I only really had trouble with the last five.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same way. I would say the top 10 were easy for me, just because they were. It wasn't that hard to come up with 10 of my favorite characters from this franchise, from any of these seasons, series, whatever you want to call them. And it was just one of those things where, okay, I know what those are all going to be. What was harder was, you know, as you said, Spada, ranking them by acting, by performance, by, you know, how well they were, how, you know, just how interesting of a character they had and all that. And it got so much easier as if you started from the bottom and worked your way up. All right. So getting into it, what is your number 20, Scotty?
Jen, the Pink Ranger from Time Force. I don't have many females on my list, but if I'm gonna have a female on here, it might as well be one that I really did take a liking to. She was the leader before Wes took over, and she was pretty much the only female leader, and unless you're gonna count Jaden's sister on Samurai, which, you know.
Or the evil A-Squad leader from SPD.
Yeah, but they weren't Power Rangers.
Yes, they were.
Nah.
The A-Squad from SPD, they were Power Rangers.
They didn't have their own show, so they're not Power Rangers.
They turned evil.
I'm not counting them. Can you remember any of their names?
just the red one, which I don't even remember that at this point.
Slut face.
Yeah, there you go.
Her dad wanted to name her Margaret, but her mom was consistent on slut face, so they went with that.
Oh, boy. What about you, Spada, number 20?
Justin, Blue Turbo.
Really?
Turbo Blue. And the reason he's on here is because, one, every kid wanted to be a Power Ranger. Now, yes, the whole growing up into Blue was a little weird during the morph, but every kid wanted to be a Power Ranger. But he had actual character. If you stop and think about it, he had a dad. He had a family. He had a life. He actually was a fully realized character. He had terrible hair, and his acting was iffy at times. But the character of Justin had an arc. He had a story arc. He had a beginning, a middle, and an end as a Power Ranger. And I just wanted to put him on the list because, quite frankly, he was one of the best realized characters in the early years of Power Rangers. He didn't just go off to a peace summit. He actually had a beginning, a middle, and an end to his career as a Power Ranger.
And he also had an epilogue, too, because didn't he show up in In Space a couple of times, or at least one time?
With the, what was the car's name?
Mountain Blaster.
That thing. Yeah, so he actually had a character arc. That's more than that can be said than a lot of characters in Power Rangers.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? All right, number 20 for me. I will say right now it is the only Samurai Ranger that made it onto my list.
I can tell you right now there are none on my list.
Okay, well, Mike. Mike is the only one out of that entire five Ranger crew, the original Samurai Rangers, that had any kind of personality whatsoever. He had interesting ideas. You know, he loved playing video games, which a lot of us do. You know, and he was really cool and interesting. The rest of them are just lame.
Yeah, Mike was definitely an individual character. I mean, he had his ears pierced. You've never seen a Power Ranger with his ears pierced, especially a boy. And yeah, I mean, we've seen video game gamers like in, Dino Thunder?
Dino Thunder, it was Ethan, yep.
Yep, and he played video games. But yeah, I mean, this dude was straight like arcades and like, yeah, so.
Yeah.
He was definitely an individual.
And I like the way that he handles a lot of situations, especially that very first encounter that he has, and he learns from it. And I like a character that can do that. And he made Samurai more enjoyable than it should be. All right, Scotty, number 19.
Cam, the Green Ninja Storm Ranger.
Huh.
Kind of a fan of him.
Yeah, I can see that.
That was a good character.
He had a good backstory. You know, he wasn't going to be the Ranger, and then he was the Ranger, and then, you know, he kind of took over, and, you know, he did good. I liked him. And then he also stayed at the dojo or whatever the hell you want to call it, and helped out when he needed to. And, you know, he was also, you know, he was just a little bit of everything. He was like their utility Power Ranger.
He's pretty much a helpful alpha.
Yes. Yes. If alpha was to dress up and throw down, then yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Spada, for number 19?
Number 19, it now we're counting down from 20 to 19, right?
Yes. Okay.
That would be Zach from the original MMPR. He was the original Black Ranger. As the token 90s black guy, he was probably the best African-American Power Ranger we've ever had.
I can agree to that.
He wasn't stupid. He was, okay, yeah, he had a weird fighting style, but he was an interesting character. He had character, and he was well acted.
Yeah. For me, on the flip side of that coin for number 19, I enjoyed TJ. I don't know why. I liked him as a character. I liked his introduction. Even though Turbo itself is a horrid mess, it did at least produce two decent characters in TJ and Cassie.
Well, yeah, he was also in Space, wasn't he? And he did fine.
Yeah, yeah. And he did fine. That's because they demoted him.
Right.
But, you know, which if you think about it, why didn't Andros ever fall out of the hatch since he always wore a red shirt? Sorry. but no, TJ was one of those people that it was an evolution from what we originally had in the MMPR days to, you know, the power transfer and them actually, you know, Tommy basically enlisting him as the new leader. And he has damn good qualities, and Selwyn Ward did a pretty good job, you know, with the acting. Is TJ the next Zach? No. I mean, TJ didn't have a cool dance moves, but it was an interesting twist. And I think TJ was the first African-American leader, wasn't he?
Yes.
Absolutely.
The only African-American leader, I believe.
Yeah, because the guy from Ninja Storm technically wasn't black, right? It was like Hawaiian or something.
Yeah.
Because I said that and I got in trouble. Somebody, he's not black, he's Hawaiian. Oh, sorry. And before we go on, with Zach's fighting style, I'm sure if Zach, you know, tried out for the Power Rangers and like, look, we want to make you a black dancer Power Ranger guy, he probably would have been like, hey, can I not dance? Because that's stupid. But other than that, yeah, he did great. You know,
The thing with Zach, and you know, as Spade has said, it was the 90s.
Yeah, season one was very, very stereotypical.
Yeah.
To a T.
And slightly racist.
Yes. Well, you can't say racist. That's not racist. That's stereotypical is what it is.
No, stereotypical and slightly racist.
All right, number 18, Scotty.
Cole from Wild Force. When we did the season or whatever, you know, some of the Wild Force, like the acting wasn't that great, but Cole was always very intense. And if I remember anything, that's what I remember, is him being so over the top and just really, you know, for his character, just, you know, I love Wild Force anyway, except for the Danny and whatever his name is, romance. I could have done without that, but
Danny and Max.
Yeah. Other than that, yeah, I didn't mind it, but you know, Cole really stuck with me.
Because when I had first, like, the only thing I had ever seen from Wild Force before we did the episode was Forever Red, and that episode, Cole's characteristics just rubbed me the wrong way. He's a cool character, and of course he would go on later to become an even cooler character in...
Yeah, that's not even how his character was in the show, because that show was shot before the season even started.
Right.
Yeah, so, like, that wasn't even... He wouldn't even like that. But yeah, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah. All right. Spada number 18.
Adam.
Really? That low?
Yes. I like Johnny Unbrosch. I do. I think he's a great guy. I think he's a great actor. But the character of Adam was just bad. I'm sorry. He was not a great character. He was not a very fun character either. And let's face it, in Turbo, he got stuck with not only bad hair, but a minivan for a Zord. I mean, really? I really feel for the guy in that case. I mean, he went from a mammoth to a minotaur to a minivan.
Don't forget Pick on the Frog Day.
Oh, God, I forgot about the frog. Yeah, and then there's the frog.
Hey, I love that Zord, dude.
I mean, it couldn't really do anything.
I mean, if I had a choice between a frog or an ape or a falcon, I might go with the ape or the falcon. But you know,
it's gonna be fun getting clips for this podcast. Oh boy, my number 18. It always depends on who the sixth ranger is. Sixth or seventh in RPM's case. But, you know, really, that whole Sixth Ranger thing started with Tommy. And they've had good and they've had really crappy Sixth Rangers over the years. But one that I really did enjoy was Merrick from Wild Force. I thought he was very well done. The whole, hey, my weapons are based on a... a pool table and a pool cue. I thought that was kind of cool. He for what the acting job required, the actor did a damn good job. He was slightly Brandon Ralph emo a couple of times.
Yeah, I hated his hair. I hated it so bad.
Well, there were just times between, like the acting between him and whoever plays Princess Shayla, there were times where you just like, oh my God, why am I watching this? Because it was just like there was no chemistry between those two characters. It didn't seem to be at first.
It's very awkward. I completely agree.
Yeah, it was very, very awkward. But overall, Merrick's whole backstory, the way that it came about, it was just, I really, really enjoyed him. All right, Scotty, number 17.
Lily from Jungle Fury.
Really?
Yeah, because she was a girl, but she wasn't a girl like we've had in the past. You know, she was her own person. You met Lily before she was you obviously met a lot of the Rangers before she was a Ranger, but, you know, she stuck up for herself when they got sent to the office. She wasn't having it. She wasn't the girly, I love guys type, but she really wasn't tomboy either. You know, she sung, but she also kicked butt when it was time. You know what I mean? And I liked Lily. She stuck out to me.
All right. Spada?
Trip. Time Force Green.
Really?
Yeah. He was a kid. I mean, he was a young kid from another planet with psychic powers who was thoroughly confused.
Yeah.
He's like, what the hell is going on? He was interesting, and it was well acted. The character was well acted, and yeah. I just liked Time Force in general. So I think Trip was actually an interesting character because you had Lucas, who was really kind of a hothead. Then you had Wes, who was equally a hothead. Then you had Jen, who was, we'll say, focused. And then Kelly? Was that her name? The forgettable Yellow Ranger.
No, Katie.
Katie.
She was not forgettable. She had Superman strength.
Well, besides that, she was kind of forgettable.
Hey, I got to be honest with Spada. I didn't even remember she had strength like that. So I got with Spada.
He was the diametric opposite of pretty much all the other characters. He was the innocence of the team. And if you go back and watch the show, like, he's the reason Rancic's daughter started to change, really.
Right.
Because he connected her to a woman giving birth.
Right. Yeah.
Psychically. I don't think he did it on purpose, but...
No, he didn't. Well... I'd have to go back and watch
and
the episode.
Let's face it, as being a psychic, he kind of was a deus ex machina for a lot of the episodes.
So basically what you're saying is Trip is the E.T. of Power Rangers.
And I like it.
Yeah, pretty much. And he had a cool hat.
All right. For 17, I had to put him here. I couldn't put him anywhere else because he's okay. But he's not the best. He's not my favorite. But he does finally, after, I don't know, 10 episodes or so, 12 episodes, we finally see what his whole deal is. RJ from Jungle Fury. I, like Spada, didn't care for his whole way he talks, like his whole surfer thing, and, you know, didn't really like him that much. But... as you know, pretty much once he got his own powers and you saw where he was coming from with his training and training the Rangers, I really got to like RJ after a while. He was pretty cool. And Silence.
I don't even remember who he is.
He was the manager of the pizza place.
He was the jungle pizza manager, but he was also their young.
Oh, was he? He was Violet or Purple.
Yeah, the Purple Ranger. Wow. All right. Number 16, Scotty.
Blake, the Navy Ninja Storm Ranger. I didn't mind Hunter, but Blake had a little bit more of a character build. He was in love with what's her name, and he had the brotherly feud, and he went off to get his staff, and he had a little bit more of a character build than Hunter did, and I was a real fan of Blake.
Yeah. Yeah, Blake did have way, like, Blake had probably about, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 different episodes where he had character development.
Absolutely.
Hunter had one where he was trying to learn a lesson from this kid and also teach this kid a lesson.
Yeah,
and making the same mistakes that he used to make.
And his other episodes revolved around Blake.
Yeah.
Oh, so poor Hunter didn't get Jack.
Yep. All right, Spada, what do you got?
16?
Yep.
Dana from Lightspeed Rescue, the Pink Ranger.
Oh, wow.
In the beginning, she was an interesting character in the fact that in the beginning, she was very much just, I'm following my father. I am following the family the family business of military, but I'm being a medic at the same time. But throughout the series, you saw her grow a backbone. Which was cool. I mean, it was nice to see her grow a backbone because she was kind of like, I will do whatever my father says. I will do what is commanded of me. And then by the end, she's like, no, fuck you.
All right. Number 16 for me is, funny enough, Katie from Time Force. She does have character to her. She is the person on the team that say, for example, in some stupid comedy bit that neither Lucas nor Wes can open a jar of peas. Katie can make the jar of peas explode. But she had character development in the episode where she got knocked out and it was some sort of dream sequence where she got sent back in time to the olden days. It was the episode about the Legend of the Clock Tower. So I really did. I liked her. She's not a favorite of mine. And I'll say this right now, and I know we've said this before on Countdowns. Pretty much the numbers 11 through 20 for me are all interchangeable at any time. You know, I know, Scotty, you've said this before, that your list changes, you know, daily, constantly, whatever it is. I think you said that about the theme songs. But for me at 16, I really did enjoy a lot of the stuff when Katie had like full screen time, when the story wasn't revolving around Jen and Wes and Wes's great grandfather, or however the hell Alex is supposed to fit in there. Number 15, Scotty, what do you got?
Trini from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. She was one of the originals, and I'll never forget the originals. That's all I gotta say.
Spada.
Ryan from Lightspeed Rescue, the Titanium Ranger. I had to put him on the list because he doesn't exist in Sentai, and he actually had a pretty interesting story arc.
His name wasn't Ryan, was it?
No, it's Ryan.
Yeah. You're thinking of Zane. That was the Silver Ranger from Space.
Space, yeah. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Now, I'll be honest, the angry Sixth Ranger who was being used by the villains is kind of wrote at this point, but the actor was good, and it was actually a legitimately cool character by the end.
Yeah. Ryan was one of those characters that there are times where the Sixth Ranger past Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the originals, they've basically ripped off Tommy's entire storyline. There are certain Six Rangers that do that. Ryan, the story was Ryan didn't. It was different. It was, you know, he and Dana were good kids, and their dad was, mm-hmm. you know, Mitchell was a good dad, and he had to make a deal with the devil, you know, deal with the demon to save his children. And
literally the deal with the devil.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, Spider-Man, shake my hand. Let's rewrite history. God.
No. You cannot bring one more day into this.
No, this is so much better than that. And that brings me to my number 15 is also Ryan. Get out of my head, Spada. I liked his character development overall. I liked where he went, like, after they got over the whole fact of, you know, after he got over the fact of, oh, my father abandoned me, blah, 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 and he learned the true story of what actually happened. I like what they did with him after that, where he went looking to find a way to put the demons back. And the titanium costume and that titanium helmet is just awesome. That whole costume is just great.
Agreed.
And you know, the story later with the Cobra, that was awesome too. It was just he was one of the best for the only all-American thing in Power Rangers that Sentai doesn't give a crap about. Ryan was pretty damn cool. All right, number 14, Scotty.
Kimberly from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Now I'm really interested to see what your top five are, because holy crap, your rank in the original is pretty low.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get them out of the way. So Kimberly from Mighty Morphin is next.
All right. Anything to say on her?
Nope, she was one of the originals. I like her.
And the only one that went on to any kind of real acting career.
I don't know if you'd call it real, but I see what you're saying.
That real is in quotes.
Yeah.
All right. Spada, number 14.
Jason from MMPR and Zeo.
Uh-huh.
The original Red and the Gold Ranger from Zeo.
Yeah.
He was Austin St. John did a good job with him, given what limitations the character actually had. Mm-hmm. But he was intense when he needed to be and was actually somewhat interesting. And let's face it, you never forget your first Red Ranger, and that sounded really weird.
Makes perfect sense to me.
You weren't going to do this without the original Red Ranger, were you?
Nope. Nuts. Flip here.
No, let's not and say we did. For number 14, I don't see this as a cheat, but some might. I see this as an evolution of character. Think of Billy. Billy started out as a Power Ranger, and then he ended up being tech support. This character started out being tech support, and she got to be a Ranger exactly once. The only ever Orange Ranger, Dr. Cat Max.
I knew someone was going to take her. Why can't I mean, no, you're
hell yeah, I'd take her.
Perfectly count. That's, you can count her.
Yeah.
She was a Ranger. You know, I almost picked the janitor dude as number 20 just to put him in there.
Remember
when he had his dream?
Yeah.
Or he was telling his parents about how he was a Power Ranger or whatever.
Yeah, what's his... Boom.
Boom, yes.
Yeah. But no, Kat, she was awesome. She was a confidant for Doggy Krueger. She was a confidant for most of the Rangers. She wasn't this cold, calculating, uncaring inventor that at times, if you look back on Lightspeed, Miss Fairweather was a few times. And granted, by the end of the series, she got a little bit more cool. But no, Kat was just awesome. I absolutely love Kat. So what about you for number 13, Scotty?
Zach. From Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. He was one of the originals. Just getting him out of the way.
I can't wait to see what the feedback on this episode is going to be. Oh, boy. Spada, number 13.
Bridge, the Green Ranger from SPD.
SPD.
Yeah. Bridge was in my list at the beginning of my tournament. Yeah, I loved Bridge.
He was based off of the Super Sentai character who also did the handstand thing. But he was just an interesting and fun, quirky character.
Yeah.
What was that?
My chair.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Bridge was just a fun character, and he felt like he was more dynamic than some of the others.
Yeah, he was. I wouldn't say he was the heart of the team, but he was
the ideas guy.
Yeah, he was the ideas guy. He was, I wouldn't say he was cool, but he was like, if Zach's character had like gone through some sort of weird evolution over the last, I don't know, what is it, 40 years,
mm-hmm.
He would have been Bridge, because Bridge is, he was kind of quirky, but he was also really cool, and he was a very interesting character.
And he had a good head on his shoulders. And the interesting thing about SPD is all of the guys, all of the male characters, were really rigidly based off of their Super Sentai counterparts.
Mm.
Very rigidly based. I mean, even almost to their height.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding about that.
I think you showed me pictures at one point. Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, that's crazy. All right, number 13 for me is Jason, Mighty Morphin, and Zio. I like Jason to a certain extent. I think my real issue with Jason isn't so much the character, it's really the actor. Like, you know, you always hear about conventions, and you always hear about whether it's Jason David Frank or whether it's David Yost or whether it's any of the other, like, I think I maybe have heard of one convention in the last 7 years that Austin St. John has attended. The dude just disappeared off the face of the earth.
He's also an EMT now.
Okay.
According to some things that I found out, he's an EMT, and yeah, that's not an easy life.
No, I know that, and I'm not saying anything against that, but going back to the character, it's Jason was in, you know, he was interesting at first. There were times in the series before he got sent away to Siberia with the other two you know, he showed real character, specifically his friendship with Tommy over time. You know, you look at that, and that was interesting. I could reference when Tommy had to give the gold shield up to Jason. That was a cool moment for them. But yeah, I mean, there's still 12 other people that I like better than Jason. Mm-hmm. So, Scotty, number 12.
Billy from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Really? Interesting.
I can't argue with that.
No, I can't either. Spada?
Z from SPD. She was the Yellow Ranger.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
She was snarky and smart. And she was everything that the Pink Ranger wasn't.
Yeah, no. Sid was the typical, and I hate to say this, and I don't want people to think I'm sexist when I say this, but it's true. Sid was the typical dumb blonde in the show. Sid had absolutely no character development whatsoever, and Z was the better female ranger in that show.
Which is a shame, because Deka Pink was actually a really interesting character in the Sentai. Yeah.
Number 12 for me is Jack from SPD. I need to go back and correct myself. TJ wasn't the only African-American leader.
Jack was Samoan, not African-American.
The Samoan, the Hawaiian one is
Ninja Storm.
Ninja Storm.
Okay.
Jack, I believe, is African-American. Let me look it up just in case. But no, I like Jack. I think his
what are you going to go to look that up? African-American.com? That was probably...
Anyway, soon. Oh my God. People say I have bad jokes on this show.
Too soon.
Yeah, very...
Well, like, seriously, what are you going to type in? I can type his name.
Type in Duke's name.
Ethnic background or whatever.
I'm just gonna type in his name.
That dude he's black.
Well, he's Canadian, so there is that. But anyway, no, I like Jack because if you look at specifically, and I'm kind of glad that Spada and I have two SPDs at number 12, because specifically Jack and Z, you look at their friendship and you look at the path that the two of them went on in the show. It's so very different, where Z wanted something more. Jack did it too in the beginning, and then by the end of the show, he wanted to go back to his roots. And he was probably the most dynamic leader of any of the Power Rangers teams because he didn't really want to do it. He stepped up when he needed to, but at first he just didn't, you know, it was like, you know, it's too big. There's no way. So yeah, that's why I like Jack. Moving on to number 11. What is your 11, Scotty?
Someone that's probably not going to be in either one of your lists, Xander from Mystic Force. I know, Mike, you hate his guts, but I loved the character. Xander,
was that yellow?
No,
it's green. Okay. From Mystic Force.
He's the one that with the accent that always walk up and go, "Hey, mm-hmm. name's Xander," and try to like talk it out. Like, "Hey, we don't always have to fight." You know, normally, you know, the same thing happened every single time that they would, like, punch him or come after him.
He was the only redeemable character in the entirety of Mystic Force.
Exactly. I loved Xander and his character build and the way he was and just, And but what gets me the most is him trying to talk out all these fights. It's like, oh, look, we got all these putties or whatever the hell you want to call them at the time. He's like, hey, look, they named Xanda. Can we just talk about this? And, you know, every time. And it's just like got him every time. Kind of like Coyote trying to get the Roadrunner. Every time you're an idiot. Stop it. You know, but it was fun.
If we were making a worst Rangers list, he might be number one on my worst list.
Well, that's because you're silly.
All right, Spada, number 11.
This isn't going to be on any of your lists, but Dustin from Ninja Storm, he was the Yellow Ranger.
Yes, you're correct.
I don't know why, I just liked that character. He was funny, he was amusing, he was actually effective when he needed to be, but I think it also comes from the fact that he was very much the same character in Hurricanger. Very, very similar. And the actor just kind of nailed the character in the way that I don't think any of the other characters, except for maybe one, was done. I genuinely just found him fun.
And Spada, you're doing your list a little bit different, and I'm sure you can't help it, but you're definitely a Sentai guy too. So you watch the Sentai series first. And you fall in love with it, and then when someone redoes it or doesn't do it how you like, it's kind of different. So,
well, this is actually for Ninja Storm and Hurricanger, it's a little different. I saw Ninja Storm way before I saw Sentai.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. I'll just
because they didn't start subbing it until a year or two ago.
Really?
Yeah.
I was unaware of that. Where's everybody been for, 35 seasons or whatever the hell they're doing?
No idea. But I like Dustin. I just thought he was a fun character. And you had all these other characters that are kind of bleak and, yeah, everything sucks. The world sucks. I'm on a motorcycle. He's just riding his motorcycle going, wee!
Yeah, I agree. I like Dustin. He's a good character.
Yeah, he is. All right. My number 11 is Wes from Time Force.
Good God.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Go ahead.
Say it.
Continue.
No, say it.
That's a little low.
For Wes? No, Wes isn't. Number 11? Okay. No. Wes is not low for number 11. Like if, a low number would be like, Merrick at number 18. But anyway, for Wes, you look at his character and he's that stereotypical character of, oh, hey, I was born into privilege, but I want to break out of that. I don't want to do what my father wants me to do. But it makes it so interesting and cool once he meets the rest of the team. The one thing, and this isn't Wes's problem, but the one thing about Time Force that I had always had a problem with was the whole Jason Font is both Alex and Wes, and they're somehow, in certain fan circles, they're somehow descendants, of each other. And it's just too strange. But Wes himself had great character development. You want to talk about someone who doesn't just step into a Power Rangers role and immediately know what the hell to do. He learned how to become a leader. He learned how to use all that stuff over time, because he was fresh. He hadn't done all the training that the other four had done. Number 11 is Wes. Going on to the top 10. Scotty, what is your number 10?
Adam from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, Turbo, and what else did he show up in space?
It was Overdrive, the 15th anniversary.
Yes.
Once in Ranger.
Yeah, I mean, it was just, he was never great, but he was consistently good all the time. I loved Adam, so he's going to make my top 10, and he'll be number 10.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Spada?
TJ.
Okay.
From Turbo and Space.
Yeah.
Just a good actor. Solid good actor. Solid good character. Though I hated his introduction. We're on a bus. We're just here to visit. Okay, we're Power Rangers now. We got to move here.
And the bad thing about TJ was he stepped in for everybody's favorite Ranger. So he automatically had, it's more like a cult following almost. Like most people hated him in Turbo because he made Tommy go away. So after he was in space, they're kind of like, you know, this guy ain't that bad. You know what I mean? This
And he was better, vastly better in space than anywhere else.
I agree.
Yeah, it was.
He actually came into his own in space.
But it makes you like him more in Turbo that he wasn't,
yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So for number 10 for me would be Eric from Time Force. Who doesn't like Eric? You know, he started out being this hard-ass Silver Guardian. He had something in the back of his mind that he wanted more, just like Z wanted more in SPD, but he wanted more. He wanted to elevate his status, and over time Eric was a damn good character. You know, he had the whole storyline with him finding the Q-Rex and all that, and he's just generally a badass, and I really, really enjoyed his performances. Number 9, Scotty.
Ziggy from RPM. I was a huge fan of Ziggy, his comedy, dry sense of humor. The way he became a Ranger was not like any other. Just the character all around was just good. I could have done without the accidentally winning the fights like Billy did for a while at the beginning of him becoming a Ranger. But later on in the season, he didn't do that anymore, and I was a big fan of him. You know, he laughed when it was time to laugh, and he kicked butt when it was time to kick butt.
And he hosted the behind-the-scenes episode, so...
And he did.
And he and the actor that played Ziggy and the actress that played the Doctor in RPM are now... Was it RPM? Yeah, RPM. Are officially married.
Are they really?
Yes, they got married earlier this year.
That's awesome!
You know who... Our buddy, my buddy, Hey Das Baron, he messaged me on Facebook a couple weeks ago and said, "Hey, did you know that Reggie Roll and Amy Miller are married? They've been married since 1999. For those that don't know, Reggie Roll was Damon in space, and Amy Miller was Trakina.
Crazy.
Really?
Yes.
That I did not know.
So Trakina and the Green Ranger from In Space, or is... Yeah, Damon was in space, right?
Lost Galaxy.
Lost Galaxy, that's what it is. Lost Galaxy, yeah. The Green Lost Galaxy Ranger and the villainess from that series are married. They've been married since 1999. They have 3 kids.
That's hysterical.
Got to do.
Yep. Oh, boy. All right, my number 9 is Carter from Lightspeed.
Oh, nice.
It's very... Lightspeed was an interesting series for me because you have all of these different people coming from the different, I wouldn't say health services, but I guess human services like police and firemen and medics and like all these people. And, you know, Carter, he's almost a second son to Captain Mitchell. I mean, because again, with the backstory of Lightspeed, the fact that Captain Mitchell was the one that saved Carter. It was very interesting. So, but yeah, Carter, I absolutely loved him. I loved all the different things that he got to do with his Zords and with his power-ups. It was very, very, very cool. So, Spada, what is your number 9?
Trent from Dino Thunder.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, because let's face it, besides Green with Evil, when have we had a truly evil Power Ranger?
Yeah, that's true.
And
you can't count the Psychos.
No, you can't count the Psychos because they weren't Power Rangers. And The White Ranger, the White Dino Ranger, was just cool. And The actor played the multiple personality angle really well.
Oh, yeah, he did great. He nailed that.
And it was just a really interesting character. I mean, you knew something was going to happen with him because, well, let's face it, if you talk and you're of teenage to early 20 years in Power Rangers, you're probably going to end up as one, especially during the Disney years.
Yeah.
But it was an interesting character, and the character was actually in a really bad predicament. I mean, let's face it, he finds out his father is a supervillain dinosaur.
That's the start of a bad day.
That is the start of a very bad day, and the journey into a very large bottle.
Yeah.
But, hey, it was a good character, and let's face it, Dino Thunder was a great show.
Yes, yes it was. All right, number 8, Scotty, what do you got?
Well, did you give your number 9?
Yeah, Carter.
Oh, that's right, duh. Number 8 for me is going to be Doggy Krueger. What I would say about Doggy Krueger is he was a leader, and when they kind of called him out on his crap, you know, like, you know, let's see what you got, and that's exactly what he did. He went out and got his morpher and his sword and took it to camp. So he's definitely awesome.
All right. For number 8, what do you got, Spada?
I've got Carter from Lightspeed Rescue, the Red Ranger.
I want to remind everybody again, none of us have seen each other's lists.
No, none of us have.
It's just happens.
He was just a really strong character in every possible way. He was soft when he needed to be. He was tough when he needed to be. The actor did a really good job playing him. And let's face it, he climbed out of hell with a demon strapped to his butt.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, I don't know if it was actual hell, quote unquote, but it was the demon world, we'll say.
Yeah. For me, number 8, got to give it to Adam from Mighty Morphin, because I think what Scotty is kind of overlooking on Adam's character is that Adam is the king of the one-liners, specifically in the movie. I mean, you go back and watch MMPR the movie, Adam has all the cool lines. You know, oh, I don't want to be a frog, and what is it, Pick on the Frog Day? And when he finally does accept it and does have the Zord, he's like, yeah, Billy, you need to get down here because I've got this guy tongue-tied and twisted, and I'm not going to last much longer. Like, that was the coolest thing specifically to the movie about the Frog Zord. The fact that it had Electro Tongue as a power. That was awesome.
Yeah, but then there was Turbo.
Let's not blame poor Adam for Turbo.
No, that is true. That's not fair.
No, you can't blame Adam for it. Because that's the thing, and we even said that back in the Turbo episode. Turbo effectively took away every original Power Rangers character development that had happened up to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I just pictured Spada going, and then there was Turbo with his shoulders like slouching, like.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't just thinking about the series; I was thinking about the movie.
Yeah, but. But you, like with those originals, as Scotty has said, you got to think of them in their original. Like, sure, you know, you can think of Adam in Turbo and stuff, but like Adam and Turbo, the moments he always had for me in Turbo was honestly the moments with Justin. There were several times where Adam had some really cool moments with Justin, and that was good about Turbo. Again, it goes back to what you guys said earlier about Justin's overall character, you know, from beginning to end of that series. And I've said before, even though I don't know what the Super Mega Force reunion thing is going to be, if it's just going to be cameos or if it's going to be an actual storyline, I still would have loved to have seen an adult Blake Anthony Foster.
Well, the only thing is there would be too much storyline to that, and I don't see him.
I know, but I'm just saying I would have loved to have seen an adult Justin. That would have been really cool.
Well, let me give you his Facebook page. You can go see what he looks like.
I have his Facebook page.
It was just a joke.
Speaking of which, he congratulations to Blake and his wife. They just had their baby.
Okay.
And I saw a picture of him. He dressed him up in Blue Ranger garb. That was awesome. All right, number 7, Scotty.
Leo Corbett from Lost Galaxy. I was a real, real big fan of Leo. Then and now, but just his storyline of how he wasn't even supposed to be there. You know, that was sheer accident. And he took the role. He took the baton and ran with it, and he did an amazing job as a Red Ranger. I really, really dug it. And when it was time to step down, he was going to. But then, you know, he obviously didn't, and he stayed the Red Ranger. But I was a big fan.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. All right. What about your number 7, Spada?
Wes, Time Force Red.
Oh, interesting.
I just really like the character, the whole, okay, I'm being given the abilities of a Power Ranger. How do Power Ranger now?
Yeah.
He literally had to learn it, had to figure it out, had to, everyone's like equipping weapons, and he's like, wait, how did you do that? He was the Power Rangers noob.
Yes, he was.
But by the end of the series, he was a very redeemable character, a very respectable character. Because let's face it, he was fighting an army by himself.
Yeah. Yeah, he was, and it was one of those really, really interesting things. Like I said before, I always enjoyed Wes. I thought he was a really, really cool character. For me, for number 7, Aisha.
Hell yeah. She did not make my list due to March Madness.
See, this is why you don't do shit tournament style, dude. Oh my God. You're... Okay. You went on and on and on at the beginning of this podcast 2 years ago of how much you loved Aisha. She was your favorite. This, that, and the other thing. She doesn't even make your top 20 favorite Rangers list.
She got booted.
Blasphemy. She's going to make you boogie with the bear. Oh, boy. No, Aisha, all three of those guys, Adam, Aisha, and Rocky, even though Rocky will not make my list, those three characters coming in, it was just interesting because they were so different from what we had with Jason, Zach, and Trini. Different characteristics, and Aisha herself, she was more of a go-getter. That's one of the reasons why Trini didn't make my list. I didn't find, you know, may she rest in peace, Thoy Trang, but I didn't find Trini's character all that interesting, whether she was going to kick ass or whether she was going to be a bookworm like Billy. I never found her that interesting. And when Aisha came in, it was like a breath of fresh air.
A breath?
You mean a breath?
No, I said it right. It was like, oh, okay, cool. We're going to kick ass now. That's great. You know, you have a defined characteristic of a Yellow Ranger, and I really like that. And Karen Ashley is just an awesome, awesome person. Number 6. Scotty.
Eric Myers, the Quantum Ranger from Time Force. I was a real big fan of Time Force and the characters in it, and his development of a character being, you know, lead security at you know, for pretty much the evil dude, and then becoming an another Red Ranger and taking the responsibilities. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very, very well done. All right, Spada, what do you got?
Andros, Power Rangers in Space, Red.
Interesting.
I just thought he was cool, and he was the first, okay, not Earth. He was the first not Ranger that wasn't from Earth other than the Aquabats.
Yeah.
I liked him. He was interesting. He was, in the beginning, he was filled with rage. And that rage waned as the series went on, and I thought the actor did a good job.
Yeah, he did an absolute really bang up job, and it was pretty cool.
Now I will admit I could have done without the romance of Cassie. Was that it?
With Andros?
Yes.
No, it was him and
the pink one.
No, it wasn't the pink one. It was the other one.
Oh, yellow.
What? Yeah. Oh, God, what is her name?
Exactly.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Regardless of her name, could have done without that. But otherwise, I genuinely liked him by the end of the series.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Andros is really cool. Andros was, again, one of those leaders that stepped up to, like, again, why... why In Space was so interesting was that it was our Rangers from Earth coming in, you know, and then Andros has been this lone Ranger, technically.
And he had to get a team. And he had to figure out how to work with the team.
Yeah. Ashley, that's what it was. That's what her name was, the Yellow Ranger from In Space.
Yeah, she didn't make my list at all.
Nope. All right. Number six for me is the original pink, Kimberly. As soon as I saw Mighty Morphin as a kid, I fell in love with Amy Jo Johnson. I fell in love with that character. It was just absolutely amazing. She also, like Adam down the line, Kimberly had some really good one-liners over the course of her run. And it was really, really cool. I only wish, and I know it's a kid's show. It's not going to happen. I get it. But I wish they would have done a little bit more with her and Tommy's romance. Other than to just say, oh, she can't use the power anymore. Let's bring in a new love interest for Tommy.
That one didn't work out. Let's bring in another.
Yeah. I still thought when what's her name from... When Haley from Dino Thunder showed up, I thought it was Tommy's wife at first. The chick that ran the cyber cafe. Yeah. All right, Scotty, what do you got for number five?
Wes Collins from Time Force.
A good choice.
Everything you guys said with a little bit more enthusiasm, I guess. Because, you know, like what you were saying, Mike, I'm a spoiled little kid that had, you know, got Power Rangers and now I got to figure it out. Exactly. Think about that storyline, you know, that storyline, that story arc. You know, you've been given everything your entire life. You've never had to work for anything. And all of a sudden, you're trying to lead the Power Rangers, you know, against a threat of evil against the world. And not only
that. What could possibly go wrong?
Right. And not only that, you got the old leader, the Pink Ranger, telling you, you look just like my ex-boyfriend, and I don't like you. So now you're trying to convince her that you're not a piece of crap, that you're not daddy's little princess, while you're whooping ass, while you're trying to figure out what the hell all these gadgets do and what to do with them. So Wes is my number five, and he is amazing.
Spada?
My number five is Doggy Kruger from SPD.
Hell yeah.
Do I really need to say anything more about it? Out of all of the Rangers from that show, he kicked the most ass. He had the best background and probably the best story. He had to deal with these literally inner demons, and then his inner demons were actually physical ones that he beat the shit out of at the very end of the series.
Yeah.
And plus, he probably got it on with Kat at some point.
Oh, jeez. And he was number 100. Everybody else was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 100.
Yeah, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We forgot about this, Omega Ranger, and then 100.
Yeah, the thing with Doggy, he's pretty much the only Ranger that really Total Recalled it up. That's probably one of my favorite scenes out of every single Power Rangers episode I've ever watched. Is that scene when he's first doing that battle and they do it video game / Total Recall style where they counted up how many,
kills.
That was so awesome. I love that scene.
And if you guys think he was cool in the American version, go watch Decker Ranger. The prosthetics are actually better in the U.S., but the Doggy Kruger is the same name in Decker Ranger is just as awesome.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. My number five is Jen from Time Force. Not counting the evil A-Squad leader from SPD. She is pretty much the only female leader that Power Rangers has ever had. I liked her story. I liked how it started. I liked how it ended, even though it kind of creeped me out a little bit. But I like her overall character. I really did, and it was really, really cool to see that they finally, you know, it only took them, what, how many years to actually put a woman in the leadership role? But no, I really enjoyed Jen for what the character was, and let's face it, Erin Cahill is hot.
And she was never deemed the leader. Technically, they were always in search of a leader.
But she took charge.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, if someone came to you and said, look, I need you to run this restaurant, but you're not the manager, but you need to run it. You know what I mean? So it's like her character did did her duty and some. So yeah. Jen was an awesome character.
Yeah. Number four, Scotty, what do you got?
I have Antonio from Samurai. Absolutely. This dude is a fisherman. His dad's dead. He was thrown into a mix where he was sent on his way to learn how to be a Power Ranger by himself in the jungle. They're like, you know, and he was just an amazing character. And to top it off, you know, it's like, hey, look, we got to go save the world. He's like, well, look, I'm going to get a little bit of fishing in, and then, you know, we'll take care of it. I'll catch up with you guys, you know. And then there was his entrance to me was amazing, because it's like, you know, he did the whole spotlight, you know, Silver Ranger or whatever, where it was going to be this, you know, tremendous grand opening. And to me, he totally, you know, came through with it. I loved Antonio.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah. All right. Spada, number four.
Cam from Ninja Storm.
Hmm.
Absolutely love that character. Maybe it's the IT guy in me, but he was smart, snarky, just kind of rude to the Rangers, and he'd be working there and they'd ask him a question. He's like, did you read the manual? No.
So fine. Basically, Cam is you, every job you've ever had.
No, not necessarily, but
when it comes to, did you read the manual or look at
RTFM?
You
know,
yeah.
But he was also bitter. Like, you saw him, he was also bitter with these guys for, okay, they're Power Rangers, and here I am just supporting these idiots while I know I can do better. And through the series, he got rid of that, and then he finally became the Green Samurai Ranger and was pretty much kicking ass through the rest of the series.
Yes, he was. All right. For me, number four is Kira from Dino Thunder. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, first of all, how many singers have we had to this point? Like, females that can actually sing on the show?
Princess shit. Okay, never mind.
No, don't, that doesn't count.
I said never mind.
But no, Kira was really cool. She was... And again, it goes to show you with Dino Thunder that three different people from three different worlds can come together and form a team and become friends. And Kira was just that, I guess, I wouldn't say alternative lifestyle cog, but she was that off the beaten path kind of lifestyle. And she was just really, really cool. And I've always had an interest in pterodactyls. So there you go. So I like that. And I just thought she was a really cool character. So what about you, Scotty, for number three?
Casey from Jungle Fury. I was a huge fan of his storyline. He goes from a trainee towel boy to the sensei sensing something, you know, amazing in him. His character development was absolutely stunning. Just from the early episodes to him, you know, not being one of the, you know, the toughest of the three Rangers, to excelling to being the leader, you know, passing up RJ, passing up the Rhino Ranger, the White Orange Ranger, whatever his name may be, I can't think of it. But he did an amazing job.
Yeah, he did.
He was, when it was time to be serious, he could be serious. When it was time to laugh, he could laugh, tell jokes, you know, be intense. You know, he was very, very believable to me.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Spade, at number three?
Number three is Jen from Time Force. And the reason is, she was driven by pure and utter rage and revenge.
Yep.
She was interesting. She didn't take shit from anyone. I loved her in the beginning of the series, because she just was like, I don't have time for you, rich boy. Yes, you look like my fiance, but I don't care. I have to go kill this mutant dude.
Yeah, exactly. Number three for me is Dylan from RPM.
Another revenge-centric character.
Yeah. Well, Dylan was, I would say, since Tommy, there have been two Six Rangers that have really kind of embodied the same kind, not the exact same storyline as Tommy's, but have kind of paid homage in that kind of way to what Tommy's storyline was back in the day. And Dylan is one of those characters where, you know, there's a slight twist on him. He's, you know, part Vengix, but I really liked it. I don't know, maybe halfway through the series, I realized that what's-her-name is his sister. I was like, yeah, they're going to do the whole sister route with that. There's no other way that they could do it. But I really did like Dylan. I thought that was really cool. And I love the fact that he basically just threw the rules out the entire time. And he's got a cool car, too.
Very Mad Maxy.
Yes, very, very Mad Maxy. Scotty, number two.
Jason from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Not only was he a good guy two times, one time, he come back to be the Sixth Ranger. He also came back in a movie to be, I mean, he wasn't the main villain, but he was a villain. You know, he was brainwashed or whatever, but he was still a villain. So he's been all over the map. He can do it all. You go back to Mighty Morphin Power Rangers where Tommy becomes the leader, and I mean, how many people would really be okay with stepping back so somebody else can be the leader when you haven't done anything wrong? None. And you could be like, well, I probably will. You're a liar. No one's going to sit there and be like, oh, I'd definitely give up the main role. No, you're lying. There was no reason for him to give up the main role when Tommy pretty much became the leader. But
right, but wasn't that around the time of the whole summit thing and the fact that the actors weren't going to get paid any higher?
Okay, well, now you're talking behind the scenes. Are we going by behind the scenes, or are we talking about Power Rangers?
No, we aren't talking about Power Rangers, but I'm just saying, like, the reason why Jason was written that way is, at that time, was because of what happened behind the scenes.
But I'm still going by characters. I'm not going by...
I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying that...
Okay, well, anyway, the Jason character was an amazing character, and the way it was played was the way I liked it.
Yes, yeah. But who was sleeping with who behind the scenes?
Exactly. I did not base my list off of behind the scenes.
Yeah. All right. So number two, Spada.
My number two, it's Tommy.
I knew you were going to do this.
Yeah, but who's my number one, huh?
I'd have to sit and think about it, but I knew he wasn't going to be your number one.
Let me tell you, it was not an easy decision to put Tommy at number two. It was not.
Liar.
No, I have a ton of respect for Jason David Frank. I think Tommy is a fantastic character, but there is one character that I like more than any of the other characters, and I'll talk about him in a few minutes. But what else do I need to say about Tommy other than he has been a fantastic character and is really, he is all-encompassing of what Power Rangers can be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I disagree with the fact that with his choice in hairstyles, but that's not his fault, really.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing him showing up in the anniversary show.
Yeah. All right. Number two for me is Trent. Pretty much everything that you guys said earlier about Trent, you know, he's very conflicted, and you know, he wants to know what's going on with his dad, and I for one have to question whether that was the actor doing the voiceover or that was somebody else doing the voiceover of the evil, like once it split from Trent and they became two different things. I have to really question that voiceover.
I don't think it would really matter because it was so...
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't take away from his character, but if we're led to believe in the story at the beginning that the evil side of Trent and Trent are the same person, are the same thing, but the evil side doesn't sound like anything, like it doesn't sound like Trent has a deeper voice or anything like that. It's just weird, and that's just me kind of questioning that. But no, overall, Trent, I love Trent. I love his powers. I think they're great. I love the character development that he had with him and Kira. I thought that was awesome. And who doesn't like the White Dragozord? Come on. So yeah, Trent is my number two. And it's going to be interesting because number one is going to be really, really interesting. So drum roll, please. All right, Spada, what is your number one?
Well, I'll go first.
Yeah. No, I want Spada to go first because I want to know what his number one is first. Spada,
I know who it is.
My number one.
I know who your number one is.
Is Billy.
Why?
When I was a kid, Billy was my favorite character. Out of all of the Power Rangers, when I was a wee lad, that was by far my favorite character. In the original MMPR, you had this somewhat nerdy guy, and then after looking into it, I discovered that he's the actor, David Yost, is an accomplished gymnast. And he actually does have, the actor, David Yost, actually does have martial arts training.
Mm-hmm.
And in the beginning, let's face it, Billy was kind of a joke.
Yeah.
But he always had the answer when people needed it. But then he turned into something else. He grew out of the whole stereotypical nerd, as the rest of Power Rangers grew out of the stereotype factory that it started out as. And he became more of a mentor to everybody. He actually became the next Zordon, if you think about it.
Absolutely.
He did.
And I don't remember when he actually left the show. I don't remember what his last episode was, but let's face it, for a long time, the faces of Power Rangers were Tommy and Billy.
Yeah, I can agree to that.
Let's face it, you lose power or something else happens in the show, most of the other characters left.
Yeah.
Or were written out. Or went to some symposium somewhere. Or were abandoned back in time. Or managed to throw themselves out of a ring from the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
But Billy was still around.
Mm-hmm.
So you could say he, besides Tommy, was probably one of the most influential Rangers ever.
Yeah, I can agree to that. And I just want to let, I forget who asked me. Someone asked me. I forget where it was, whether it was on Twitter, Facebook, the websites, or whatever. I don't remember. Someone asked me about Billy and the glasses. And I know for a fact that, because watching the No Pink Spandex interview that David Yost did with Lisa J over at NoPinkSpandex.com, he basically, and again, this is behind the scenes, but the reason why Billy in the later seasons doesn't wear glasses is because David Yost went to the producers and said, hey, I know this is the character thing, but I don't wear glasses. I just don't. So I would prefer not to wear glasses. Well, and I think there was a line at some point where he said, oh, I got contacts or something in the show.
He wore, what happened was the directors of the movie were different than the directors of the TV show. And the directors of the TV show made him wear the glasses. He went to him and was like, hey, I don't wear glasses. And they're like, it doesn't matter. That's what you're going to do. So when he went to the movie, he didn't take his glasses. And none of them guys knew any better. So he went the whole movie without any glasses. So when they did season three, they thought, well, we can't just throw him back in glasses. So he did his own character development.
Yes, he did. So yeah, there you go.
And right. So, but before we continue, I have to ask Scotty, what did you think my number one was?
I was going
to
say Eric Myers, the Quantum Ranger, just because I know how much you like the Quantum Megazord.
Q-Rex.
Q-Rex. And
well, the Q-Rex is cool, but unfortunately, Eric wasn't even on my list.
Okay, well, he just had his whole story character mm-hmm. had a lot of background and stuff, and that's the only that's the only one I could really, really think of that you might pick.
Yes, curveball thrown.
Yes,
ass.
You did good. I would have never picked Billy. I would have went through every Red Ranger before I said Billy.
Even the bad Red Rangers. Yeah. All right. So number one, and I think Scotty and I both have the same one. Which is
Zordon.
What? Nah, he's not kidding. A ranger. Yeah. Shut up.
Tommy, obviously.
Alpha 5.
Yeah, Tommy's done it all. He's been a multiple of colors. He's been a multiple seasons. He's been a mentor to kids. He's been a mentor to adults, you know. Then he was a doctor. And then, you know, he's just been everywhere. And if you want to talk about behind the scenes, the dude is just a super cool dude when you talk to him. Just a legit dude. You know, it's almost too cool because when you're waiting in line and you got to wait 45 minutes and you're only the third person in line because he wants to know everybody's everything.
Yeah.
Dude is just 100% legit. And his character was amazing.
Yeah, it was. And as we've, you know, every time, like, Tommy is the first villain Power Ranger that you, like, they actually made us care about. Because we see him before Rita even, you know, puts the spell on him. He's the new kid in town. He's seems to be a cool dude. And then all of a sudden, Rita plops out of the sky and say, ha, 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 you're going to be my evil Green Ranger. But no, after that, we all wanted to see what happened to him. We all wanted to follow that character. And we did. As I said before, Turbo in general, not just for Adam or Tommy, but just in general, just the character development just went away. Like, you know, you go from Zeo to Turbo and the ending of Zeo to the beginning of Turbo, and it's like, you know, Turbo the movie, Tommy was damn good. He was awesome. He still had the character development. Episode 1 of Turbo, oh, hey, Tommy's just a race car driver now. He's not doing anything in his spare time. He's not off saving the world. But overall, between, I would say, Mighty Morphin, Zeo and Dino Thunder, I mean, Tommy is easily the most popular and the most recognizable Power Rangers character ever, and he's just awesome. He just is. Some of the stuff, now, I don't know, again, going behind the scenes, I don't know if he, I know that Jason David Frank is a proponent of doing his own stunts. I don't know if they let him do his own stunts.
No, he said no many a times that they won't let him.
Insurance reasons.
Yep, they won't let him.
I was going to say, because Tommy had some badass moves in the movie with that corkscrew kick and with the bicycle kick that he did. And it was just an overall really, really cool character. Absolutely awesome. So there you go, folks. That's our top 20 favorite Rangers. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back to close the show, give you information on what's coming up next in August, and we'll be back after this.
I'm Carter Grayson, Lightspeed Rescue, Red Ranger. I was sent to recruit you for an important mission. The fate of the entire Earth is at stake. We need your help.
What? You totally freaked me out. I thought you were one of Lothar's goons.
Since when do they ride dirt bikes?
You never know. Where have you been, anyway? You don't call, no letter.
You missed me, didn't you?
No.
Yeah, you did. I can tell.
I don't like you anymore, and I'm not talking to you ever again.
Oh, yeah? Even if I had a way to get into Lothar's ship?
Coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan on September 21st and 22nd is GrandCon Gaming and Comics Convention, presented by Celebration Cinemas. Join us in playing or chatting it up with fellow enthusiasts in a community that understands your passions. Get lost in the adventure of your favorite role-playing game. Admire costumes and art from vendors and attendees. Meet the creators behind your favorite mainstream and independent games and comic books. Check out unpublished games and sneak peek at things to come. You can get all this and more at GrandCon. For more information, please visit www.grand-con.com.
Over there! Let's power up!
Hey! Here they come! You guys make me sick, sick, sick!
Back off!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on break
for a long-ass time.
But, like, the first 9 episodes are behind Hulu's paywall. They want you to sign up to even watch those, which is so stupid to me. So that'll wait. We will be doing other top lists, so there may be additional episodes in between commentaries. Because how the commentaries are going to work is, Scotty and I are just, like, say for Green with Evil, and of course, I haven't talked to Scotty about this off-air, but I'm sure he'll agree. Green with Evil, we may just take a whole Saturday or Sunday afternoon, watch all five episodes, do all five commentaries in one day, and then I'll edit the shows and put them up, you know, when they're scheduled to go up. So as far as other episodes, as far as countdowns, if people want us to... Well, what were some of the other countdown things you had suggested, Spada, besides the ones we've already done?
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
I'm pretty sure we've done all the main ones that we cared about. That's why we did...
Yeah. Oh, I know what it was that Spada suggested. If we did like a top 10 or a top 15 favorite Zords, like the actual physical Zords.
Yeah, like the starting Zords or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, the starting Zords.
Like top five favorites and top five least favorite.
Yeah, yeah. So we may do that. So there may be other episodes in addition to the commentaries, but right now the focus of the show is the commentaries. And it's going to be epic because on August 28th, 2013, Spada's birthday, Day of the Dumpster, will go live.
And I get dumped for the second time in my life.
All right, Spada, you got anything you want to pimp out?
Oh, just my YouTube channel. Video a day, every weekday there's going to be a new video of a figure, and I'm doing that because, well, all the kids are out and they seem to be liking the videos, and I'm changing up my my style of my reviews a little bit. So starting early, I think Tuesday of this past of Now, the June 24th, I think, is when I started the new style, and people seem to love it, so I'm going to keep up with it. So, yeah, I'm going to try and get some more Power Ranger and Super Sentai stuff as I get it, but, oh man, I have one hell of a backlog to work through.
And you can also, is it every Tuesday or Wednesday that is Mixed Signals?
Well, we are doing the Mixed Signals podcast, which is our podcast for video games, just as we have news to talk about. Since okay. The big convention for video games, E3, is done, it's and done. Microsoft has reversed some of their own policies, everyone's kind of gone quiet. Yeah. So we don't have much to talk about.
Good old Xbox 180.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scotty, what do you guys got going on over at PCN?
Couldn't tell you. They got a new show going on, but I don't know. The summer is so busy for me that I don't have time to do jack. That's why every time we email each other, it's like, what about this day, this day, this day? It's like, I had to actually cancel plans so I could do this. So Saturday.
What? Sorry.
Oh, it's not a big deal, but it's just summers. I got two kids, two jobs, a wife, and I coach. So it's like, I don't have free time in the summer.
Okay then. All right. So thank you for joining us here on From the Command Center. There are several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com and popculturenetwork.com. Join the forums over at Popculture Network and Geekcast Radio Network. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Thank you to everyone who has left either positive or negative feedback. Follow us on Twitter. Mine is TFGO Mike. Spada, what is your Twitter?
Bolt Matrix.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/geekcastradionetwork. You can also find Pop Culture Network over there on Facebook as well. PCN on YouTube is youtube.com/popculturenetwork, where you can find Scotty's videos and everything else. You've been doing a lot of Superman videos recently, haven't you?
Yeah, I kind of slowed down, though, again, because coaching takes over.
Yeah, yeah. And Spada, what's your YouTube thing?
Bolt Matrix Reviews. facebook.com/Bolt Matrix Reviews.
Call the voicemail line. Tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. 502-526-5821. We hope you enjoyed this episode of From the Command Center. I wish you'll join us in August to celebrate 20 years of the Power Rangers. FTCC Commentaries kicks off with MMPR Season 1, Day of the Dumpster. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
Scotty Cash
and Spade of the Bolt Matrix.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
It's time to conquer Earth!
Worst Rita ever.
You're welcome.
Well, not maybe not worst.
Wes! Eric! Cole, it's good to see you again. What are you guys doing here?
Well, we got a call that said meet here at the Nassata spaceport.
So you've already met the Silver Guardians. Wesley Collins, Red Time Force Ranger. This is Eric Myers, the Quantum Ranger. And that's the Red Turbo Ranger. Theodore J. Jarvis Johnson.
Please, just call me TJ. And that's Andros. Glad you could join us all the way from Turtle Cove. You guys are all Red Rangers too? What's going on here?
We were all assembled by a veteran ranger, our leader for this mission.
Leader? Who is that?
That's Tommy, the Red Zeo Power Ranger. He's a legend.
Thank you guys for coming on short notice.
So what's going on?
The call sounded urgent. I was hoping this day would never come. Andros has recently tracked down the remains of the evil machine empire.
But I thought the Zeo Rangers destroyed them years ago.
We destroyed their leaders,
but some of their generals managed to survive. They've been hiding all these years.
They finally regrouped their forces and are amassing on the moon, preparing to invade Earth.
The moon? So, how are we supposed to get there to stop them?
In this. I present the Astro Megaship Mark II. Fresh off the construction yards of KO-35, the fastest spaceship in the galaxy.
Guys, this is going to be a very dangerous mission, but I can't force you to go. This is a decision you have to make on your own.
I don't know much about spaceships or this machine empire, but I will go wherever I must to protect the Earth.
Same goes for us.
Count me in.
It's not even a question.
Then it's settled.
Let's do it.
Oh, wait. Wasn't there another Red Ranger here on Earth?
I was hoping he'd show up. But I guess he couldn't make it. We'll have to go on without him.
Guys!
Jason.
You guys weren't gonna do this without me, were you? So you must be the new guy.
Hi, I'm Cole.
Good. I recognize some of you guys. Some of you more than others.
I was starting to wonder whether you show up at all.
You didn't think I was going to let you do this without the original Red Ranger, did you?
Hey, Skull, what's that sound?
I think it's those gray guys behind you.
What gray guys? Hey, Skull.
Yeah, Bulky.
They're coming toward us. We need the Power Rangers.
Let the power protect you.